Gaza, spokesperson Margaret Harris.
They need medical supplies, but what they ask for first is food and water. The very basics. They do not have them.
President Biden paid tribute to the first female Supreme Court justice today as she was laid to rest in Washington.
May God bless Sandra Day O'Connor, an American pioneer.
O'Connor retired in 2006 after serving on the high court for more than two decades. She died earlier this month at 93. And the CDC says more people are in hospitals now with RSV, COVID, and the flu, mostly due to a lack of vaccinations. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Just 17% of people 60 and over have received an RSV vaccine, while less than 8% of kids have gotten their updated COVID booster.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 2 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 2 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
We'll be right back. On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
We welcome you into the Greg Gard Show as the Wisconsin Badgers get ready to close out the non-conference portion of the regular season against Chicago State, a team that's pretty hot right now. We'll get into Friday's opponent a little bit later. We'll also check in with assistant to the head coach, Kirk Penny, and we'll have a chat with Charlie Wills talking about life on campus with the finals done and the campus a lot quieter, what that was like for him, what these guys have to look forward to here over the next few weeks. As we're joined now by the Badgers head coach, and I wish we could start with something, you know, much more uplifting here. It's been a series of days of extremes. We'll get to the commencement on Sunday. Michael Finley, the commencement speaker, Devin Harris earning his degree. We will talk about that certainly on this show. But we begin, Coach, with the news that came across yesterday, Monday, on the passing of Walt McGrory, the former Wisconsin basketball player, of course, a great player, all-time leading scorer at Edina High School. Been dealing with bone cancer here for a while, and just you talk about fighting every step of the way. When I was talking to somebody about this, Greg, the first word that came to my mind was unfair, and I don't know if that's the right way to view this, but it's just he's 24 years old, took unbelievable care of himself. But he did fight, and you guys were able to keep in touch with him during this journey, weren't
you? Yeah, we did. In fact, he graduated here and was going to South Dakota for grad school, and that's when he got diagnosed. And I just remember during that whole transition of, you know, trying to connect him with people, Dr. Bailey at the Carbone Center, and then obviously he had care through Mayo in Rochester. But, nobody had a brighter outlook, a more positive outlook, a more I'm going to beat this no matter what outlook than what Walt did. It's you mentioned unfair. We deal with, I think it gives us a great perspective of reality. Now, this is the harshest form of reality, but we live in a little sometimes fairyland world or fairy tale world of, as do our fans, of games and scoreboard and worried about that when you have real life, serious real life issues going on. And for Walt, you know, he attacked it with every opportunity or theory or healing process, treatment plan. He tried everything, but unfortunately he could never get ahead of it. It kept spreading, going from his lower leg and ultimately to other parts of his body. But he never, the last text I got from him too, things were not good, but he was still bound and determined that he was going to try to find a way. So, you know, huge heartfelt condolences to Gene and Matt, his parents, and his younger sister, and all of his teammates, you know, that both at Edina and those here. We still have guys that played with him and in the program. So, I got the news Sunday morning that he had passed away late Saturday night from his mom. So, like I said, just a very sombering moment for everybody in our program, and you feel really bad for, you know, the parents and his younger sister.
I was doing a segment with Mike Keller on his show on Monday, and I remember Walt, you know, for many things. We'll get to a specific game where he was a major contributor for Wisconsin in a non-conference win. But I was thinking of him on the road, Greg. There were, you know, on the day of a game, there'd be a few of us, or I'd get in an old man workout. Joe would be in there. You'd pop in there, and Walt would be right, getting in his own work. And it just, you know, was so careful what he put into his body and did everything he could to try to, you know, battle through injuries and stay healthy and had very little body fat. That's the Walt. I mean, I think there were times we would joke. We'd say, "Have a donut or something." Well, yeah,
right.
I mean, but that's the Walt, though. He took such meticulous care.
He did. He did. And you know, if it wasn't for the injuries, specifically hip injuries he had here, you know, he was always on the cusp of potentially playing, of being in the rotation. And then he, as you mentioned, he had two hip surgeries while he was here, and just could never get momentum going and stay healthy long enough. But even through his cancer journey, you know, I'd always get you know, pictures of him, or he'd tell me what he had ordered a elevation mask to try to help his breathing, to make it harder so his lungs would get stronger as he went through it. And even after he had his leg amputated, he was still on the bike and still working out. And just an amazing person that I think should be an inspiration and a lesson for all of us of how he viewed life. It was always positive. Mm-hmm. Always he's going to find a way. And like I said, we can take a lot of positive things from you know, the examples that Walt left for us.
The Badger fans may remember, I credit Jay Williams, a producer of your television show, The Badger Sports Report. He's saying there was a game where he really stepped up in a big way. It was McNeese State.
Yeah.
In the 2019-2020 season, a year that ended up you guys hoisting a championship trophy, you needed him, and he came through. He hit some big shots for you.
He did. He did play really well, and I think there was another one. He played well against Illinois here. Before that, maybe even in years before that, but he was always ready to answer the call. He was talking about a guy that stayed ready so he didn't have to get ready. Walt was that guy.
Bounce to Brad Davison, left of the circle, up and inside, flips to forward left wing, darts it to Anderson, high on the right, goes into McGrory, baseline right jump is good, and Walt McGrory has 7 dearly needed points for the Badgers in this first half. It's 16-15 Cowboys, 7:30 left of the break.
It really was. Again, deepest condolences to the family and everyone who knew Walt, family, friends, and there were many of them. I know the folks up at Edina, the outpouring of support up there has been second to none, and much the same here with the Wisconsin Badgers. Well, we transition from that to this past weekend. It's not the smoothest transition, but it is it's an uplifting topic. With Michael Finley coming back, the commencement speaker, Devin Harris, 20 years later, earns his degree and really opened up about it. I know we talked about it on your pregame show here recently this is important. I need to finish the deal. And there is something about finishing that's pretty cool about this.
It is. I mean, to be that far removed, you know, and have the success he had in his professional career playing for 15, 16 years in the NBA to circle back and make the many trips to Madison. He was doing a lot of it remotely and then finish out this semester spending days on campus here through this past semester. So a huge credit to him and a huge credit to, you know, I got a chance to spend some time with his mom and dad Saturday night at a little gathering Devin had downtown, and spending time with Terry. And he talked about how he had gone back to finish his degree when Devin was here as a freshman and lost his job came in second on another job that the guy that got it had a college degree. So it really motivated Terry at 50 something to go back. And I think that motivated Devin, you know, and along with his 3 young girls that he has now, that this education is really important. Let me finish what I started, and you never know where I'll need it, when it'll come in handy. And huge credit to him for finding his way back and finding his way back. And, you know, he had a lot of credits to make up too, because he had, you know, I think he had almost 30 some credits to, and that's not easy to go back. And they've all learned that it's much harder after you leave to come back to school. Yes. Because life takes you in 100 other different ways. And he definitely attested to that when I spent some time with him over the weekend. And then to have Michael in as the, you know, commencement speaker, who also came back, you know, after his career and finished out his degree. Just a great combination, a great representatives of this program, 2 of the best that have ever played here. And for them to really finish it out and get their degree is just, that's an awesome, awesome statement for everybody, let alone the guys in our program.
It really is. I think maybe now more than ever with what's happening in college athletics. I mean, as you mentioned, those 2 guys were as good as anybody who's ever worn the uniform here, and it was important for them to get their degree. There's a lot of things to think about now if you're a student athlete, but for these guys, it was about finishing the deal. That's a massive message.
Oh, it's huge. And their messages to our team on Saturday morning at practice, Devin spoke at the early part of practice, and I had Michael come in at the end, and both of them were point on, you know, in terms of their message of, and it really wasn't a whole lot about basketball. It was about, you know, what life's going to bring you and how you have to be prepared and how you have to handle adversity and how you have to work together and all the things that athletics teach us and sometimes we take for granted of the lessons we learn as we go through it. And for those two guys, you know, their paychecks were really good, Matt, when they were playing. Mm-hmm. They probably have enough money that they don't have to have a degree, mm-hmm. but for them to take the time and the have pride in getting the degree and doing it well speaks immense volumes for who they are as people.
Yeah, it really is something. Michael Finley came here as a skinny kid from the Chicago area, and then obviously his career. He played for three different coaches here, but left as the all-time leading scorer. Devin Harris, the in-state guy, he was terrific from the get-go here, made the big free throw, among other things, that gave you guys the outright Big Ten championship and a classic game against Illinois. So many memorable moments for both of those guys, and including especially a memorable moment for those guys this past weekend here on commencement day. We'll take a break. We'll have more to come as the Greg Gard Show continues in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader. Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Menards is celebrating Ryan Blaney's NASCAR championship with 12% off everything till Christmas. Keep warm in your garage or workshop with a Dynaglow electric heater. A 7,500-watt heater can warm up to 750 square feet and can be controlled by remote or with your phone. Stay comfortable with a Dynaglow electric garage heater. $289.95 after 12% off. Hurry in before Christmas Day. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"Where are you going? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show. In a few minutes, we'll hear from assistant to the head coach, Kirk Penny. Always interesting to catch up with him, and Charlie Wills will chime in as well a bit later. Well, you get to Chicago State now. I know we'll talk about them, obviously, Friday in the pregame show. When I first saw that on the schedule, I'm going, yeah, okay, Chicago State. Now I'm watching them the last few games and going, oh, Chicago State. They got some guys who know what's going on, don't
right.
they?
Right, they do. And we've talked to it about this many times, Matt, on various shows, is don't get caught up in the name on the jersey, because there's been a massive transition and a massive influx of players coming from different places. And Chicago State's, they may have the hottest player in the country right now.
Wesley Cardet.
Yeah,
the ridiculous.
Way, yeah, what he's doing, he's played himself into a draft pick is what he's doing right now. And we'll, and they got other players too. He's not the only one, because just watching them, how they have, you know, they started shaky, and I think that's obviously with so many new transfers and things coming in. But man, they went at Northwestern, and it wasn't a fluke. They were toe to toe with Northwestern the entire game. It wasn't like they, you know, Northwestern hit shots too, you know, and just they've been impressive, because they present some problems if you're not tuned in defensively. They can really put you in a blender pretty quickly, and obviously they got a primetime player in Cardet.
Yeah, he's something else. He was posterizing guys, and you're making shots, driving it to the hole, and you know, with highlight reel dunks at 7 o'clock tip time, by the way, on Friday, as the Badgers take on Chicago State. And the one thing, I think we've touched on it before, your guys will be wrapping up finals, right, this week. And we'll be watching that Northwestern game. And they, as great as their atmosphere was for Purdue, it was the opposite. There were a lot of, and it's just, it's the old bring your own juice kind of thing. But you're right, they still played, they still made shots. But Chicago State, you could just see the confidence building as the game got
deeper. They did. And they, you know, they've got a little bit of size, but they can put a lineup on the floor that's hard to guard. And that's what gave Northwestern so much trouble. They just couldn't get their bigs involved. They had a hard time keeping the ball in front of them. You know, and we're going to need this place. I know we have a lot of people that usually try to come to games over break. We need to jam this place full on Friday night, have some energy, be the day after finals wrap up. So, you know, for those that are listening out there, if you can grab a ticket or have tickets, make sure they don't go unused. Get people in here, see us, who are, is a really good team, and help us as we wrap up the non-conference schedule here.
Yeah, well, by the way, yeah, this team, the home team, is a really good team right now, 8-3 going into this game. And we've talked about A.J. Storer and John Blackwell. We've talked about any number of guys, you know, for point production and other things. Chucky Hepburn, he'll get you the point production when it's needed. But the last four games now, he's sitting here with 22 assists and 3 turnovers. The evolution of him has really been, it's been fun for us to watch. But as a coach, it's got to be really gratifying to see the progress of
that
game.
You know, that and what he's done defensively. Mm-hmm. I think he's typically gotten, you know, one of the harder perimeter defensives, and he's shut people down and just caused fits for people. So what he's done there, and you mentioned the assist to turnover ratio, which was a off-season point of conversation of, hey, here's, you help disperse, you won't have to score as much, we have more people around you that can really take some of that, you know, burden off your plate, so to speak. But he's been terrific in terms of what he's done there, dispersing the ball. And I think, you know, now you blend, you know, knowing when to score and be able to take over games like he's done at times, and dispersing it, you know, it makes my life a lot easier when you got a really, really good point guard, Matt.
I remember asking Devin Harris, what was the first thing you look for in a box score? He said, assist to turnovers. That's a really good answer. I'm getting the sense that Chucky is probably, is that, and then, I'm the primary defender on this guy. What did he do? Probably looking at that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. He wants that challenge. He wants, usually if he's not on the guy, he'll ask to be switched. If we have to shut somebody down, he jockeys around a little bit and said, let me take him for a while. Mm-hmm. So he understands that. And you mentioned the assist-to-turnover ratio. You only get the assist if the player you're passing it to makes the basket.
Yes.
So credit to his teammates for finishing out plays. But also when he's operating at about 7-1 or a little over 7-1 ratio, that's excellent.
Speaking of, I want to go back to defense, because Brian Butch and I, we've had this running punch counter punch, because when I've talked with Chucky or John Blackwell or Kamari McGee, to name three, they said they really like playing defense. So Butchie hears that. He said, they're lying. Nobody wants to play defense. And I suggested maybe because he didn't play a lot. I mean, when guys say that, I love to play defense, I tend to believe it. Should I maybe not?
No, I think, okay. Well, you still, it goes to a matter of what you see on your eyes still tell you the truth. And with those three, yes, they do. Brian, we can save that story for another day. Yeah,
he defense. He might have been challenged.
He sat in the middle of a 2-3 zone in high school, and it was like starting from ground zero when he got here. So, But no, those three guys definitely are our three best perimeter defenders, and the job John Blackwell has done too. If it's not Chucky Hepburn getting the major assignment, it's either John Blackwell or Max Klesman. So for our freshman to come in and have it impressed upon the coaching staff that, hey, we can stick him on anybody and he can handle that assignment, it's a credit to John of how fast he's picked things up. And just all three of them compete, and that's what you look at any good defender. Let's go all the way back to Mike Kelly. It's your willingness to compete and really want that challenge one-on-one. And you obviously have teammates and help around you, but you don't become or aren't a good defender at that level if you don't have a burning desire inside of you to really compete and take on that challenge.
Well, certainly Chucky has that clutch gene. We said it's in the notes. You know, fans can read it. You look online, you know, the steals at crunch time he had a year ago. We're talking about Devin Harris earlier. He had a big, it was game in Milwaukee, right? Your first year where he had a big steal. He, like, you know, he had the long arm of the law, as Tony Bennett would describe, or all you guys would describe. But it's, you know, we think of big shots or dunks and all that. We've had guys who created a lot of defensive highlights.
Absolutely. And he had, you know, that's one of many that Devin had. I remember the one he had here against Minnesota that was kind of the start of his ascension towards being drafted. He had a terrific game against Minnesota. I remember a steal and a reverse dunk late in the game, or we would open up a big lead. But that game in specifically of how he burst onto the scene in that junior year, really, from there on, it was kind of the Devin Harris show and put him into the where he ended up being drafted a few months later. But defensively, that it's anticipation. It's picking your spots, knowing when to and when not to, and you got to have obviously some talent with it.
And it occurred to me if I'm wrong too, but I thought I was hearing really good things from scouts about Johnny Davis more recent years. Everybody knew what he could do offensively, but they love that line dog mentality that he had on the defensive end.
Well, that was always my analysis when I'd get asked about what's Johnny's number one skill, and I said he's competitiveness. He would just find a way to beat you. He was going to search until he found your weak link or weakness, and he was going to attack it. So I think they all have those type of traits, all similar.
All right, we will take a break. Coming up next, we'll hear from assistant to the head coach, Kirk Penny, as the Greg Gard Show continues right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who called the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Dive into the festive spirit with Quality Foods Holiday Seafood Sale, where ocean and holiday delights meet. Elevate your holiday feast with the finest seafood. Succulent shrimp starting at $8.49 a pound. Lobster tails starting at $6.99 each. And don't forget the decadent king crab legs. Quality Foods Seafood Sale has it all. Don't miss out on these treasures from the ocean and celebrate with a bounty from the sea. Drop by the Quality Foods locations of Wisconsin Rapids to reel in the savings. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Bumper Auto Parts Store is a Midwest-based company committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we've got you covered. Huge selection, quality name brand products, a knowledgeable staff, and competitive low pricing. Plus, with our fast direct-to-home shipping, you can quickly get back to doing what you love most, working on your ride. Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and L Directors Cup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt LePay. Join 1 million or more people across the nation to change the future of health. The All of Us Research Program at the University of Wisconsin is calling on you to enroll in the largest health research program of its kind. Those who join will share information about their health over time. Researchers will study the data, and what they learn can improve health for generations of Badger fans. Visit allofus.wisc.edu or call 888-294-2661 and find out how you can become one in a million.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Continuing with the Greg Gard Show, in a few minutes we'll check in with Charlie Wills and get his perspective back in the day when he was a player, balancing the stress of academics, specifically final exams, with the demands of playing major college basketball. But right now we get to hear from another former Badgers player, Kirk Penny, who is the assistant to the head coach and a valued addition to Coach Gard's staff, an outstanding player at Wisconsin, a member of the UW Athletics Hall of Fame, knows what championships look like, knows what a Final Four looks like, knows what the Olympic Games are all about, and had a terrific professional career, and brings some nice ideas to Coach Gard's staff. And he is someone that, as he gets acclimated to this team, as he continues to learn more and more about the individuals making up this year's roster, he also has some great memories from his time as a Badger.
It was such a good foundation for me to have a professional career, both as a sportsman and as a businessman and in life. Like, it really had set me up well. I think, first of all, I was very fortunate to have very good coaching. I think Dick Bennett, Tony Bennett, and the assistants here were fantastic for 2 years. And then, you know, I had Coach Gard and Bo Ryan and that staff come in and really teach us and grow us and coach us up. And that's lucky. You don't know who you're going to get sometimes, and you don't know who's going to come in. And even when Coach Ryan came, I was like, oh, what's going on here? We joke about, I think he was joking, I was from Tennessee. But it was just, I was just really fortunate to have great teachers. And I think it was, you know, great for me, and I could take that on to my professional career.
I know Coach Gard talked about you when you the title is assistant to the head coach, and just the ideas you have playing, obviously, in New Zealand, being a part of two Olympic teams, all of the growth of your own game, but how the game has grown too. Can you describe for us in layman's terms, maybe, how the game has changed from even your playing days not that long ago? Mm-hmm. How it's changed from then to what we see now?
I mean, it was fascinating as a player. So 4 years of college and 15 years professionally, there's 19 years where you're playing at a high level from 99 through 2018. And it was incredible how the game shifted. over that time as a player. Incredible. Even for me, you know, I came in here as a spot-up shooter, shooting off the move, turnouts. Then they had to grow in to be able to post up a little bit. But what probably didn't develop as much as my on-ball game, you know, using ball screens like a point guard used to do, well, now all guards need to do it. And so as over the course of my career, I really had to improve and become dynamic at on-balls, shooting out of them, creating for players out of them. And not because I was a point guard, but because every guard had to have that. And then, obviously, shooting has become more and more prevalent. And I think that's why I played so long, because every team needs a shooter, you know. I mean, there was one year I remember Scott Roth was coaching ex-Badger in Sevilla, Spain. And I was getting calls from him late, very late in my career. And he said, like, I'd love you to come. I'd love you to come. I've got a kid named Porzingis on my team and Willie Hernandez Gomez on my team. And I just need a guy who can sit in the corner and be respected, you know, open it up. And I ended up taking the job. The day I arrived, Scott Roth got released. Casemiro came in, a Spanish coach. But the rest of the year, our team had the best record in Spain outside of Barcelona. And we were the bottom of the league when I got there. So I think there's always a place for, always been a place for shooting, but that's only become, you know, far more important in today's game.
Can we talk about the evolution of your game? Matt, now you've been with this team as we speak. It's still a relatively short time, but it seems like a guy like Chucky is evolving. Chucky Hepburn, there's more to his game. Max Klesmet. What have you seen from those guys? I guess the guards specifically, from when you first laid eyes on them to where they are now.
I mean, we're on a journey this year. It was great to just play number one Arizona and kind of measure ourselves. It wasn't great probably that we didn't put our best foot forward. I think we had a really difficult week, and to finish it with that game was fatiguing and tough. And, we want to be continuing to improve, and it was just a great measuring stick. But I think for me coming in as a coach, I can still probably see the trees from the forest a little bit, and I don't have the last years, for better or worse, sort of opinion. I just can evaluate as they are. And I think they're growing. They're improving. You know, Chucky, I don't know. You know, in the past, I'm being told this year he's lighter, he's quicker, he's more dynamic. And what I see is a really good ball player, and continuing to make the right decision at the right time. Max as well, obviously, had that Marquette first half, which changed the game for us. You know, changed the game and gave us so much confidence. But it's a journey, and it's up and down, and the players are young. And I think the one thing you learn as a pro, and what these guys will endeavor to be, and what we'd love to see from us, is consistency. The power of the word and being consistent every single time. And it's really hard when you're 19. Really hard. Because your shot's not developed, it can't be. Your understanding of the game can't be. But every single day we're in here, you know, the shooting's getting better. Free throws are improving, pretty good now. And just understanding of the game, especially as we shift our systems. Mm-hmm. We're shifting. You know, we're not just running swing 100% of the time now. It's like, man, we've got a lot of cool stuff in here and a lot of progressive stuff. And it's just learning how to run it. So by March, you've got a real good feel for it.
You talk about shooting. Stevie Crowell a couple weeks ago, I think, was talking to reporters after one of his early games. Maybe it was after Michigan State when he went 4-for-4 from three, about just a little tweak that he made with his stroke, what he does with the offhand. How much in-season tweaking can you do? I think they always say in a golf swing in the middle of the season, you're not going to change up much. That's more of an out-of-season thing. With a shooter in basketball, how much in the middle of a season can you really adjust?
Every coach has a differing opinion on this. My opinion is if you've got a shooter who's got a glaring flaw, you can address it and work on it. And if you've got a shooter who's really, really not making anything, sometimes it's like, well, let's start working on it now because, you know, we can't get much worse, right? But also, I think for a good shooter, there are things that they're doing sometimes and sometimes they're not doing and they're missing, and you start to see a bit of a rhythm of what's going on, and then you can just mention it and they're like, oh, well, that really works. That really helps. Wow, I'm just... And I think, you know, Max came up to me after the Marquette you know, first half or after the game, I was like, man, that was, it's just something we talked about. It really, really helped. Now, I'm not taking credit for it. It's not. It's all Max. But there is, I think there is some small things that you can just look at, and you, as you watch and evaluate day after day after day, you see some consistencies in why things are working and why they're not working. So I'm a believer that it depends. It's probably my answer.
Yeah.
It depends on the player, and it depends on the floor, and you move on from there.
You mentioned consistency. Another word starts with the letter C, confidence. If someone, like when Connor sees a shot or two go down, does that in and of itself go a long way of getting him or any shooter who might be, you know, struggling a little bit? Just you see a couple times a ball go through the basket where the confidence level rises up, and then all of a sudden that shooter gets hot.
Yeah, I mean, it's... that's in line with consistency. It's the same. It's the same family. Where, you know, being a younger player, it's obviously much easier to be emotional, be fleeting, be, you know, not always trust yourself. But when you've shot the ball, you know, 10,000 more times, it's a lot easier to be confident in your shot. You know, which comes with age and experience. But right now, yeah, I mean, we know that, we expect that, and what's fantastic about this group, as opposed to last year, is the depth. So on any given night, if we feel like one guy's really got something cooking here, well, let's ride it a little bit, you know? And if on one night one guy's, he's not quite looking the same, and it could be he's a bit sick, could be something's bothering, could be anything, that's okay. We've got a little bit of depth, and we'll pick you up this week, and you'll be back next week.
And part of that depth, final thought, a couple of the newer faces, A.J. Storr, John Blackwell. Give us your impressions, what you really like about those guys, and what gets you excited about them as they continue to evolve as players here.
Well, I think they've been fantastic. And I think for freshmen, and I can speak on this personally, coming in here and defending the way John Blackwell is defended, well, I couldn't do that. Now, it's been really impressive for a young man to have that sort of physical nature. The feel, just has a really good feel. Obviously, his dad played at Illinois. There's some pedigree in there, but he's really been fun to coach and fun to see. Just take care of the little stuff, and then you know you're buying time early and you're going to be on that court. And then what's happened is, you know, like that Arizona game, he was just, man, believes in himself. And then for AJ, you know, you've got a level of athleticism that we don't always see around these parts, and it's impressive. And it's just for him understanding good shots and bad shots. And, I mean, when he's cooking like he was at Michigan State, I mean, so efficient, and also changed the game for us and has the potential to take the team to new heights if he can get the fundamentals down and truly understand the little things, because he's got the X factor.
And then back to consistency, right?
But it's consistency, yeah. And I think the other thing to go along with consistency is efficiency.
Yeah.
You know, in the ACB, which is a Spanish league, it's looked upon as the best international league in the world after the NBA. The MVP every year is the most efficient player who scores on efficiencies, which means, you know, makes and misses all have way into the points. And I kind of had to learn how to be more efficient. You know, quantity scorers will struggle there. Quality scorers they do well. And everything you do is efficient. It means every single play, you make the right play on that possession. Whatever it is. It's the pass, it's the creation, it's the finish, it's which shot. And you know, as you develop as a pro, consistency, you got to bring it every night. You'll be consistent because someone's right behind you trying to take your job. And then you've got to be efficient, because that's where winning's found.
That's assistant to the head coach, Kirk Penny. Stay with us. We will continue. We'll hear from Charlie Wills coming up next on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you
You can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show, joined now by my broadcast partner, Charlie Wills, as we talk about life during the holiday break. As you approach finals, you have a game. So as a player, your head's probably spinning a little bit. And then the finals are over, you exhale, and you got to get yourself to regroup. How did you do that in your time here?
With a lot of support is how we did it. We did it with a lot of support. You know, the Fetzer Center and the staff that was there when I was there, and I know that some of them are still here or have moved up into administration, that is honestly the way that you get that done. You have extra support, you have extra tutoring, you have extra time in that, because as you're traveling, as you're making adjustments, these are 17, 18-year-old young men. They have to have a little extra, like Greg said about Connor. You have to hold them accountable. And the only way to do that when there's a lot of pressure is to set up structure. And Wisconsin does a really good job of creating that structure.
Yeah, always a shout out to the academic services folks, and specifically Julie Supernall, who travels a lot with the team. I mean, they, you know, the games are great. The spotlight games are great. Going to Fort Myers, going to Tucson. You're playing the best teams in the country. But time and time again, you know, you look at the itinerary and a good chunk of that is study table. I mean, it's real. I mean, a lot of people who don't know better say, oh, what are you talking about? Well, you lived it. You know how real that is.
Yeah. It's actually pretty fun now, because I don't think I talked about it post-basketball, but into my 40s, friends have always just, like, curious, right? Like, what was the schedule like? What did it look like? Because this is what I did, and I was kind of an idiot in college, and here's I partied on the weekends. And then I was like, yeah, here's my schedule. And then I don't know how much it is currently for these guys, but when we were there, it was 6 a.m. was your first workout. Mm-hmm. Then you went to a little bit of training table to get your food and nutrition. Then it was class 8 to noon, back in the gym, doing your stuff here. Then you were here from about 1 to 4, another lift, back to training table, and then right to study table. And then you were passing out at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, rinse and repeat, right?
Yeah.
And you had your days off, but when people are like, wow, you don't seem to have any time to do anything. No, because you're so focused at what you need to be doing. And if you are doing other things, you're not going to be the best. And I think what's so cool about the guys that at least I played with, and you can see it in this team, they want to be the best. and say they're going to make those sacrifices to do the right things.
Yeah, I don't want to sound overly dramatic about it, but to do what you guys do, what you did and what these guys are doing now, you can't be ordinary. This is not for the ordinary.
No.
Because the schedule that you have... I was ordinary. I was the non-student. Oh, I was the non-student athlete. I was the Yahoo going out. And there's just, I mean, it's not to say you can't have any fun, because I'm sure you guys all did.
Well, we figured it out.
But you figured out a way, but you had to think deep to do it, right? Because the windows were tight of what was required. And, by the way, you're playing on a big stage with 17,000 people and however many are watching on television. So, yeah.
Well, you knew the stakes were high, not just in terms of like wins and losses, but what commitments you made to your university, to your team, to specifically maybe your roommates, right, that you lived with. So, like, you had a level of commitment that was just, you have to make that. If you don't even make that at the minimum, you can't even enter the door. You don't even have the opportunity. So, yeah, it creates a different level. But I think when you make it to Division I athletics, you are wired that way. You're wired to run that hot. Hence, we see guys that are like that.
Yeah. And the one thing, too, that's changed, because there is a gap of time where players can get away over the Christmas holiday. Now, in your day, you were probably coming back. You probably had a Christmas practice, I would imagine, at times, because you're playing not long after that, right?
That and Coach Bennett really didn't like us, as he said, getting fat.
Get soft.
Yeah,
right?
And it wasn't necessarily getting fat like we think, like getting big. He didn't want us getting soft and fat in our own heads, right? Comfort and relaxation was not what he wanted us to feel in the season. At the moment when it was happening, you're like, can't he just take a break? Can he breathe? And then when you got into your sophomore season, or even my junior year, I was like, you cannot take a break. So it was a mentality that, I don't say it's good or bad, but like, you get to those family events and you can't shut it down. You're there. It's almost like it's the next requirement. And it's probably tough for these families too. So a lot of kudos to the families that have to make these adjustments, because the players are coming in hyper-focused because they got to jump right back into it.
What is it like when everything is done, semester break is here, you guys are back, but the rest of the student population is gone? It's just you guys. It's just basketball. That's the good news. But what's it like around a campus without most of the student body around?
The quiet is actually good.
Okay.
At least I felt it. That it was really good. And I felt like the guys that I play with had the same mentality. Because you could just be here 24/7, right? Nobody was watching you. There was a lot of extra things you could do. So it was time to, maybe it was working on some of those shots. Maybe it was working on a little extra physical presence in the weight room, right? Like, whatever it was, you had a 2 to 3 week window where you could lean in. And again, my freshman year, I didn't take advantage of that because I was like, oh, break. Mm-hmm. But then I saw the guys who were playing, and not only just a lot of minutes, but playing at a high level. Then you were like, oh, that's what is required to make that jump. Because we said it in the broadcast during the game, is that when you come from this part of the preseason, which is the toughest part, into the Big Ten season, it is a completely different beast. It's more physical. It's faster. It's grittier. And if you're not ready mentally, you're going to get run over.
What with this team right now is they get ready for Chicago State and then another break before the Iowa Hawkeyes come here on January 2nd. What encourages you the most about this team from what we've seen through the first 11 games?
How together they are. And there's guys that fill every single gap and they understand the rhythms. Like, I think I can pick a ton of guys. Blackwell makes his presence when he needs to. Chucky throttles in to be a scorer some games, and other games he's your assist guy, he's your defensive guy, right? Everybody's done that different move or rhythm, and they're all comfortable with it, so there becomes a lot of trust. And I think as they keep building that rhythm, if they keep building that trust, again, it's a little sliver every single time. And we talked about it after the Providence loss. They aren't that far away from greatness. Now, they're on the other side of that. They're on the far side of like being able to refine themselves. I think they're that close to being really good.
Yeah, and I agree with you. The thing about this team, last year they you could argue peaked early, right? Because they were a top 15 team in early January, according to the AP. Tyler Wahl gets hurt early January against Minnesota, misses three games. He's never really right the rest of the way. Chucky, you know, was battling through stuff and the lack of depth. But this is a team, and I guess I'm knocking on wood as I say this, because it does have more depth. If they can get Connor Essejian going, then they have even that much more depth. It's I'm with you here because I'm thinking that this team is not a finished product, but the path is really encouraging.
Yeah, it's very encouraging. I'm with you on the Connor piece. I think Connor is that next extra level, the cog in the wheel that you need, because if he can get that next level, it then pulls the rhythm of the offense back open. And what happens when you have a it exhales, right? They come out to bother him, or they come out to pressure Chucky when they're hitting shots or Klezmet. Then the post is back open. Then they suck back down. Then the shots are open, right? And the Badgers have such a beautiful balance of being able to get the ball inside and out. That's what's going to make them dangerous.
All right. Look forward to Friday night. Wisconsin hosting Chicago State here at the Kohl Center. He's Charlie Wills. We'll take one more break back to wrap things up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Hey friends, Matt and Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Inside, you'll find wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. Or you can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Happy holidays from all of us at Bumper to Bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season. You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and L Director's Cup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt LePay. Join 1 million or more people across the nation to change the future of health. The All of Us Research Program at the University of Wisconsin is calling on you to enroll in the largest health research program of its kind. Those who join will share information about their health over time. Researchers will study the data, and what they learn can improve health for generations of Badger fans. Visit allofus.wisc.edu or call 888-294-2661 and find out how you can become one in a million. Three Big Ten teams are in action on this Tuesday night. Indiana and Moorhead State. Florida and Michigan playing in Charlotte. Maryland hosting Nicholls. Tomorrow night in the Big Ten, Nebraska off to a 9-2 start as the home floor against North Dakota. Iowa taking on Maryland, Baltimore County. UMBC, that's the program that knocked off Virginia a few years ago in one of those 1-16 matchups. And Northwestern will take on Arizona State. Among the games Thursday, Ohio State at home against New Orleans. Purdue, the top-ranked team in the country, hosting Jacksonville. Jacksonville. And on Friday, a couple of games of note. Illinois and Missouri, their annual rivalry game, and Maryland taking on UCLA. Both teams trying to get on track here as UCLA 5-4. The Terps are 6-4. Our coverage on Friday will start at 6 o'clock, tip time for the Badgers. And Chicago State will be 7 o'clock Central Time. Charlie Wills and I will have the call for you. Look forward to talking to you on Friday as the Badgers close out the non-conference portion of the schedule. Thanks for listening. This is the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and a low in the low 20s. More sun than clouds for tomorrow and warm. A high right around 40 and low 40s, mostly cloudy on Thursday. A very slight shower chance Thursday night that carries over into Friday. Mostly cloudy, high near 40. Current temp is 30.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition.